T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're expecting to see a massive increase in voting by mail for the November election. The president says that's a problem. For more, I'm joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Matier. Phil, let's talk reality. You've been there when these ballots are being scrutinized and counted, and it is a painstaking process.
It is, and it's the equation is this. The closer the election, the more painful it is. Voting in politics is a human endeavor. It involves humans doing it. You can have machines. You can have voting machines. You could say we could do all electronic voting. People would say, well, you can hack into that. You don't want to do that. Now we're going into vote by mail in order to increase turnout and get everybody participating. But the vote by mail is tough as well, because you have to get the ballots in on time. You have to, and then you have to count them. And that count can take quite a long time, especially if the race is close. I remember in the race for attorney general back in 2010, between Los Angeles District Attorney Steve Cooley and Kamala Harris, she won by less than 1%, but it took weeks upon weeks to count the votes and stand. Then they were the challenges to the votes as they were counting them. Wait a minute, that signature's off. No, I'm not sure that's delivered on the right date. No, I got a question about this. So the question is not only is it going to be peaceful, but is America going to be patient enough to go through a vote by mail count?
Okay, a couple of thoughts. Number one, you know, our industry, broadcast media, have led to this point in some ways by expecting election night to be wrapped up on election night, right? I mean, we want to project a winner so everybody can go to bed and get up the next morning and move on with their lives. Might not happen. The other point, though, Phil, isn't it true that in California, mail-in ballots are counted when they arrive, so that if people would get on it and mail it right back, there could be a high percentage of these already counted at 8 p.m. on election day?
Right, and that's what we get when we say the early returns. Remember that? That was absentee ballots.
Yep.
There was usually traditionally a smaller number, and it didn't necessarily reflect what the outcome of the election would be, because you had the day of voting. Okay, so you're absolutely right. If you get the ballots in early, the earlier you get them in, the quicker the count goes. And the problem is when people show up at the polls and say, I mailed it in, but I'm not sure it got there, and I'm going to vote, and they go, what? And then you get into this provisional thing, well, we'll check it later because we don't want to deny a vote, or I didn't get it in, or I didn't get my ballot, or the other one is I'm bringing it in and I'm handing it to you now at the polling station. Okay, that has to then be taken back and counted, as opposed to that machine that just gets added up. So all of these are time-consuming, and I've been on election nights and the days after them where literally they've taken boxes and boxes of ballots and they've put them like in the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium basement or even at the registrar's office, and they put police tape up around it, and they have cops and sheriffs, deputies standing guard over them, and all the campaigns have representatives down there watching it, and then have representatives for the count. So it might, I don't know if this is going to be a peaceful transition, but it's going to take patience before we find out, chances are, the answers. It doesn't work. It's not a problem if it's a landslide, but when it's close, well, hey, Nick, you might wind up with hanging chads and at the Supreme Court. We did that already as well. How did that go?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Parts.